Sex scandals. Politicians are often in the news, discussing policies, attacking opponents, defending new measures. However, sometimes it's because they're at the center of a sex scandal.
Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson was the third president of the United States and principal author of the Declaration of Independence. During his term in office, James Callender, a journalist, claimed that Jefferson kept a slave as his concubine and had several children by her. Although Jefferson was a widower, it was still a big story at the time. Jefferson never denied the accusation.
John Profumo. In 1963, British politician John Profumo had a sexual relationship with a 19-year-old model, Christine Keeler. Unfortunately for him, she was involved with several men, including a Russian who was believed to be a KGB agent. It was a serious breach of security. The scandal became known as the Profumo Affair and led to Profumo's resignation and withdrawal from politics.
Gary Hart. Gary Hart was a favorite for the U.S. Democratic nomination in the 1987 election. However, there were rumors that he was having an extramarital affair. In response, Hart challenged the press to follow him around. They did, and a woman, who wasn't his wife, was seen leaving his house. A little while later, a photo emerged of Hart with the same woman sitting on his lap. Both Hart and the woman, Donna Rice, denied they were having an affair, but a week later, Hart dropped out of the race.
Eliot Spitzer. New York Governor Eliot Spitzer, in office from 2007 to 2008, built a reputation as a family man. After suspicious movements in his bank account, he was investigated for possible corruption. However, investigators later found that he was a client of the escort agency Emperor's Club VIP, where he was referred to as client number 9. As a result, he was branded a hypocrite, and his political career was in ruins. He resigned as governor shortly afterwards.
Lord Sewell. In the summer of 2015, the Sun newspaper published photos of Lord Sewell allegedly snorting cocaine. Sewell, who was a member of the House of Lords, resigned afterwards, apologizing for the pain and embarrassment he had caused. The photos, which were taken from video footage, shows the peer wearing an orange bra and leather jacket while snorting a white powder, alleged to be cocaine, from a prostitute's breasts. The Randy Baron, who has two children and two more stepchildren, was made a minister by Tony Blair in 1997. The video footage also shows one of the women asking Sewell, "How bad do you want to be tonight then?" To which Sewell replies, "I just want to be led astray," before turning a photo of his wife face down on a table.
How lordly!